For your information.
Chapter 1. Daily Negotiations.
I'm going to the park to play baseball with the guys.
But you promised to play chess with me this afternoon.
Yeah, but that was before the guys asked me to do it.
Negotiations aren't just for business. They lie at the heart of all human interaction. They make it possible for society to function. Unless you're a hermit living in a cave, you negotiate things every day, from the time you get up until you go to bed. At home, people negotiate the restaurant they go to, the movie they see, the TV program they watch, who showers first, and who goes to the market. At work, we negotiate who uses the copy machine first, and who watches the phone during lunch. Our day is one continuous negotiation, and it's likely none of them involve money. We're so used to negotiating that we don't even think about it. It's how we live peacefully together. We learn in childhood that things are a value for value trade-off. To get what we want, we have to trade what we have, and we take that idea into adulthood. It's great if things stay like that your entire life. If all negotiations were performed with the honesty kids use in the playground, there'd be no need for this book. But sometimes they don't. Things have been kicked up a few notches, and some negotiators don't play fair. This book will tell you what's going on and how to handle it.
There are no set pattern negotiations in English that you must follow. It's determined by the local customs and the players involved. I've seen minor points take days of hard talking, and once negotiated a $300,000 contract during a two-hour lunch. We spent 5 minutes on the deal, the rest on other topics.
The following are examples of day-to-day negotiations we perform without thinking. The first shows Jack and Mary as children at play working things out. In the second one, Jack and Mary are a couple planning an evening out. The third shows Jack and Mary as co-workers cooperating to keep things running smoothly.